So the other day in reading a bunch of news stories, the thought occurred to me. There are a lot of people, government agencies, even some private companies that owe the people of the world a huge apology and need to take responsibility for being liars.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And it's not just those that have lied to us, it's even those that are misleading us. And I've got a lot to share today on the program. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I am your host, Bob Bierman. I want to thank Jim Calhoun for filling in yesterday, as he's been doing for quite a long time. We've got a lot going on in the background here at Truth to Ponder. But I do have a lot of news stories that I really want to share with you today. They're a bit diverse. They kind of connect to each other. But I want to get into more than just the normal headline news that too many radio programs like this tend to do. Now, while I know I need to cover many news stories for you and give you some insight that maybe the mainstream media, well, we know the mainstream media, and even some of the so-called conservative media just fail to tell you. But I also recognize I need to share news and information and material with you that you're simply not going to get from Fox News, Newsmax, or anybody else. Sure, a lot of these news stories we talk about, like we did a couple of days ago, they're the low-hanging fruit for the most part. And sure, we can go back in time and look over the past 3 years of consistent government lying regarding the pandemic. I mean, anybody that thinks the government did not lie during the pandemic has been asleep for 3 years, or is severely deluded, or is the perfect target for propaganda propagation. Lie after lie after lie from day number one. It is what started this radio program over 3 years ago. I'd worked in emergency management for a number of months early on in the pandemic, and it became clear to me from firsthand knowledge that we were being asked to lie to the American public and the people in our communities. Plain and simple. We knew from our own research, and I can remember, and I've shared this story a number of times, and I know we get new listeners from time to time. I can remember being working out of a hotel room, working back in emergency management during the beginnings of this pandemic. It was like, maybe a month after the 15 days to flatten the curve had started. I'm working out of my hotel room doing some research to put together a news release for the local media, including a television station, some radio stations, a newspaper, and of course online and social media. I'm putting all this together. And I needed to do some background research on SARS-CoV-2, which is the technical name it was being given at the time. And I'm sitting there at my little desk in my hotel room, and I type in SARS-CoV, and I forgot the 2. Just didn't put the 2 in. And a bunch of material comes up right away, and I'm looking at it, and it's mostly all from the CDC. But I started reading, and it hit me, wait a minute, this stuff is like, 15 years old. This goes back to 2005, SARS-CoV in 2005. When did that occur? I don't remember really hearing about it. And as I began to read the material, I realized that I've got something here that I need to kind of preserve. I downloaded all these PDF files. And some of what was being said, and like I say, I've got a number of news stories today. You got to stay with me. We're going to be all over, so to speak, in the news spectrum. You don't want to miss today's program. But I just want to say this. One of the first articles I'm looking at in the archives at the CDC and the background information that in 2003, a SARS-CoV, coronavirus made its way into the human population. And the story indicated that it originated overseas in China, Oh, yeah, in China. And that, believe it or not, we never knew about it, but 30,000 Americans died. It was never really spoken about, kind of buried inside a typical flu year. But there was an afterwash. That's a way when you look over what was done, what worked, what didn't, what do we know, what do we know now that we didn't know then, and you do a lot of research, and here were the conclusions made after 2003 and 2004. This started like in the fall of 2003 and continued into 2004. Here's what the CDC had discovered in all their research. The best course of treatments, in other words, best practice for the medical community dealing with somebody with a SARS-CoV virus was, are you ready for this? Hydroxychloroquine. They had learned early on back in 2004, and they realized, looking at all the research, that they knew this in 2005 and put it on their website. It had been sitting there all these years in the archives. That hydroxychloroquine worked. And there were other studies indicating things like ivermectin worked. Now, understand what we know about these two particular drugs. They've been around for ages. Hydroxychloroquine goes back like before I was born. It's like over 70 years. One of the safest drugs known to mankind. And what it does, while it doesn't exactly fight the virus, it helps you in fighting the symptoms of the virus so you survive and your body can overcome it. And they discovered ivermectin, another miracle drug. A drug designed for people initially, but also found its way into the world of pets and the animal kingdom and farming and agriculture. Once again, a wonderful drug invented by a Nobel Prize-winning scientist and doctor. Highly effective and extremely safe. One of the safest drugs out there, period. And when doctors began to talk about things like hydroxychloroquine, when doctors talked about ivermectin, what happened? The mainstream media, along with the extreme leftist people that want to destroy your lives, your freedom in this nation, rallied their forces together, circled the wagons, and condemned anybody that would even think of something so silly as hydroxychloroquine. I can remember having a discussion. This is back in 2020. And I don't want to reveal the person's identity. He's still working in government at a high level. But let's just say this is a go-to person on the military side of the house that understands pandemics and what the protocol and policies would be for certain things. And he was thoroughly aware. And I reached out to him when I saw this article. And I said, Colonel. Yeah, he's a colonel. That much I'll tell you. I said, tell me about this this story that I'm reading. I mean, I'm hearing the folks over there at, you know, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and all the crappy networks out there that lie to you daily for money, I might add. They're pimps and prostitutes for, you know, phony news. And I asked, I said, so what's the story? He said, well, yeah, I was around when all this was occurring. And yeah, it's legit. Yeah, I mean, we knew it worked. And yeah, we've been squirreling away hydroxychloroquine in case, you ready for this? In case some rogue nation tried to make a bioweapon out of a coronavirus. But suddenly you can't say it. Trump knew that. President Trump knew that because of his office and his staff. They had that information at their fingertips. He mentions it and he gets condemned by people that really wanted to see this nation go under. They wanted to see the death count go higher. They wanted to lay millions of deaths on at his feet to destroy him. These are our leaders in the United States, some of the worst people since the Nazis of Germany. Oh, they're just a little bit more clever, not quite as over the top, though sometimes they can be. So there we are. And I want to go back and remind you, this is a little story, came out of South Dakota. I just happened to North Dakota. I can't remember, but I've got this little story in front of me here. And I'm going to let you hear the audio track. It was just a little 1 minute story on a local news channel in the Dakotas and talking about ivermectin and how the CDC had made a pronouncement and had advertisements saying, you know, you're not a horse, you're not this, you're not that. And here we are, let's go back about 2 years ago, as people were discussing using something like ivermectin.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, many have taken steps to help beat the virus by wearing masks and getting vaccinated. However, some have sought alternative and sometimes dangerous treatments, including a drug called ivermectin, otherwise known as horse dewormer. Keloland.com's Jacob Newton spoke with Beresford veterinarian Elise Rinalda. She says it's a bad idea.
Is there any situation in which a person, to your knowledge, should take animal dewormer?
No. Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with a 1,200 pound animal compared to a 120 pound human. That concentration alone, how it's delivered, even packaged and sent, is completely different.
To read about the risks of humans taking ivermectin, check out this story on Keloland.com. You can also hear the rest of our interview with Rinalda and Avera's Dr. Jennifer McKay.
So in this little story on a local TV station in the Dakotas, K-E-L-O, the reporter is not telling the total truth, or she's just being a good little propagandist, not asking any questions, just believing everything that came out of the mouths of the FDA and some of the health organizations that lied. I don't care how you put it, they lied. You know, I was doing a little search even today before the program to look up ivermectin, FDA, and everything that goes with it, and the CDC, and you still get this anti-ivermectin bent. Period. I mean, it's just like, you can't do this. It's horse paste. It's this, it's that, it's all these terrible things. They're still maintaining the lie. Even though the CDC comes out and the FDA comes out, oh, we never said you couldn't do that. You want to bet? You had pharmacies scared to death, and they were calling doctors saying, I'm not filling this prescription. So I'm tired of being lied to by these evil, disgusting people. That's all they do is lie. I am aware, in some cases personally, of doctors that have successfully treated COVID-19. And they used hydroxychloroquine and they used ivermectin. One doctor in particular, semi-retired in the Carolinas, treated 800 patients. 800. And these patients ranged in ages from their basically 40s through their 90s. And out of the 800 plus patients that he treated, he lost one. One. Just one. And that patient was 87 years of age and had plenty of comorbidities. I don't think this person would have been around much longer with or without COVID. Doesn't really make any difference at that point. And so in August, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they didn't reverse their course. You know, when you try to go the Snopes of this world and what have you, say, oh, it's false information. They didn't reverse their course. No, they just lied again and said, oh, we never said you couldn't. You know, doctors have been permitted off-label use on certain drugs for, you know, generations. Because of what they know, what they have learned, what science is revealing. And so off-label use is often done for many drugs. I could give you some examples, but there's no need to. I mean, it just understand it happens. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. I really believe the intent was to make this virus as scary as humanly possible. And even though Joe Biden declared that the pandemic is over, and back in the spring, we kind of ended all the restrictions, they really didn't want to get rid of this pandemic. They just needed to give us a little break, and then they need to scare us back into compliance again. But I don't think it's going to be as easy this time as last time, because I think we have one advantage now that we didn't have 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. We have truth on our side. And while there are a lot of people that are just too lazy, or they don't care, or they just believe everything they're told on TV. TV said it. I saw it on my favorite news channel. And so it must be true. People like Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, who now claims she could fix the border crisis. Yeah, really? You couldn't? She could fix it in 5 minutes. Kathy, you couldn't fix a bologna sandwich in 5 minutes. I'm sorry. You're one of the most unqualified people that ever sat in the governor's mansion in Albany, New York. And you're probably one of the worst. You're making people want to have, you know, Cuomo back. I mean, that's how bad you've been. But once again, it's a state that's been given over to Democrats. It's a one-party rule state now. And you got a whole bunch of people that want freebies on one end, and they'll just keep voting, or they want to be able to kill their babies, or they want to do all these things that are just morally unacceptable, but the Democrat Party's all for it, so they get the vote. So they get the reprobate vote, along with those that think they're getting free stuff and doing social justice, and all they're doing is enslaving themselves. Of course, I don't trust many of the Republicans either, to be quite blunt. Bunch of fake phonies and frauds that are inhabiting the halls of Congress and many state legislatures. Our country's in big trouble. So we all these lies about ivermectin, all these lies about the entire pandemic was built on a lie. And treatments that we now look back, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20, but they're still trying to obscure that in the media. They will not give up on the lie. I don't get it. If that TV channel KELO had any journalistic integrity, they would say, 2 years ago we ran this story. We were wrong. We were lied to, and you were lied to, and we're going to stand up and make it right. But no, they're not going to do it. They're corporate media, which means they're shills. There's no journalism left in this country. It's an illusion. Fox News is a big illusion. It's no longer fair and balanced. It's a new style of propaganda. And there's still a handful of people, maybe at Newsmax, but I wonder how long they can survive before they are compromised. I believe they will be compromised. I think that all of it is in serious. We're living in a world of illusions, even within the conservative structure, that we think we can fix things at elections. Oh yeah, all we need to do is get Trump back in office. We should have had him back there in 2020. The election got stolen, which I agree. Of course, that makes me now a domestic terrorist because I challenge an election. I guess I should be expecting my indictment any day now from Fannie Willis in Georgia, or maybe Alvin Braggadocious in New York, or some other clown like, Smith, who should be just disbarred, never allowed to practice law again, and needs to make a public apology for using the Department of Justice of the United States as a political weapon. And you want to know something? If you really think about it, what he's trying to do is deny you and everybody else their right to vote for a candidate. They're actually engaging in denying you one of your rights in the Constitution. And there is a severe penalty for that, especially for people like Jack Smith. But he doesn't care. He feels above the fray. He can do as he pleases. I think he's that stupid. It's not that he's that intelligent. His mind is reprobate. He's delusional. So we got lied to about COVID. We know that. And now we're finding out, and boy, they can't stand this. They got to bury these stories every time they surface. I read story after story. SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, in otherwise healthy people. I'm reading a story about a high school girl getting ready to be crowned homecoming queen at her high school. And as they're announcing her name and she's coming up to the platform to become the homecoming queen, she keels over with a heart attack and dies. Now, that stuff didn't happen. How often did that kind of stuff happen? And once again, it's not, oh, well, Bob, maybe she... No, she was an athlete. She comes out of a medical family. I mean, go on and on. You look at all these stories. There was another story that came out. And once again, you're not going to hear this on MSNBC because it kills the narrative. They want you in fear forever. Fear, fear, and fear. More fear. Face diapering fear. I'm going to die if I don't wear a face diaper and get jabbed about another 8 times with a drug that doesn't do anything except cause more harm than good. And so you've got I'm reading story after story, athletes keeling over and dying. And we're told, oh, this has always been going on. No, it hasn't. It would be pretty much newsworthy. And now they try to deny these things are even happening. In my circle of family and friends, we've had a few people that have had COVID. They've all survived. I had one person I'm aware of that I knew that, quote, died of either with or of COVID. It goes back to, 2020. So it's kind of hard to get an accurate assessment. He was in a nursing home, had Parkinson's disease advanced and a lot of other issues going on. And he died in a nursing home. What does that tell you? Well into his 80s and non-functional. He was a COVID death. But I've had several people that I know very well who in good health had taken the vaccine and are now dead, ranging in ages from 35 to 63. They didn't die of COVID, but they certainly suspiciously died upon being required to have a vaccine. Or they couldn't be treated for anything else. They couldn't get, it was just ridiculous. You couldn't even go to a regular checkup in some places. Are you vaccinated? I would get that question a lot. Have you been vaccinated? I mean, I'm just going in for, an eye exam. No.
Ooh, you may be spreading COVID.
And I said, you might be causing variants of COVID. And we played this stupid game for how long? And the media is still trying to play this stupid game for how long? We've been lied to. We have been lied to. And people like me trying to do a radio program like this, it's getting increasingly hard to do. Now, I shared the story a couple of days ago, Canada. And, I need to remind you again of what is going on in Canada, because it will ultimately, as it always does, it will end up here real soon. It'll sneak in the back doors. Canadian Radio Television Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, and I share this because we have an increasing and growing audience in Canada, and I want everybody that listens in all of North America and in Europe to listen carefully, because this is coming to you too. The globalist will force this all over the world, whether you're in the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, doesn't matter. Middle East, doesn't matter. Anywhere in the EU, doesn't matter. Any state in America, eventually. This will happen either beginning at state levels and it'll work its way to the federal. Unless we put a stop to this silliness. The Canadian Radio Television, the CRTC, has revealed new regulations that will require, now listen to this carefully, all digital platforms that transmit audio or visual content and meet certain earnings benchmarks, in other words, money income, they will have to register with a government agency before the end of this November. I'm saying we're talking 7 weeks. Now, people will say, well, that's only for the mega big companies. Well, you know, they said that about the income tax 100 and some odd years ago here in the United States and around the world. Oh, this will be a 1% tax on earnings over $100,000, not below, only what you make above $100,000, just 1%. So the Rockefellers and Vanderbilts and all those people can just go ahead and J.P. Morgan, they can just go ahead and pay all those taxes and you'll never be touched. That was kind of the attitude. And so once the legislation was out there to create the amendment to the Constitution, the 16th Amendment, authorizing the Congress to be able to tax all incomes regardless of their source, well, they forgot about that 1% on 100,000 plus, and suddenly it became a higher percentage on pretty much everything. It became a draconian tax very quickly, which was the intent from the beginning. But they snookered you. They lied to you. And they still lie to you to this day. They're not going to ever tell you the truth. And so while for now in Canada, those that are generating certain levels of income will have to register. And under these new regulations, online platforms that from streaming services to social media, even subscription-based television will be bought under a governmental umbrella if they meet a revenue threshold. That's the only thing holding back everybody at this point. Traditional radio stations and podcast services that live stream online will not escape this requirement. Now, video games and audiobook services at the moment are not subjected to this rule. And once again, the threshold financially is a little up there, but that's your starting point. And then all you have to do is say, you know, with disinformation and this and that, we need to have some of these companies like Podpoint, you know, a Christian group. They need to register too. I know their revenue is not that high, but there could be some disinformation on that Truth to Ponder program we need to know about in Canada. It's the agency's implementation of an online streaming act that will force private online media, and this includes even the big boys like Netflix, to financially contribute to Canadian content. And on, see, it's going to start there. And once again, just like the big lie about income tax. Oh, it's only those companies making $2 million or $10 million or whatever the gross revenue or net revenue figures are. But, you know, that number can slide down without a vote. It can slide down once this is in play. The agency can change the rules. And they can say, you know, we're going to drop that threshold from 10 million down to 1 million. And then down to a half a million. Then down to $100,000. And then down to 10 grand. They will, look, the goal is to net everything. To net everything under their control. Because, see, the biggest problem the globalists have is the plus and minus of the internet. And as we get ready to go to the break, I want to share this. By the way, the stories I've got coming up in the next segment are probably 100 times, if not 1,000 times, more important than what I've just shared with you. But I needed to share this about truth. I needed to share this about how you're lied to. You know, I look around every day. I see somebody wearing a face diaper in panic and they're getting their eighth shot. And they wonder why they're sick and they're not doing well. Because they've been lied to and they're believing. They cannot let go of the lie. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's the same thing with the boosters. They don't work. We were lied to. Get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Well, get the vaccine, you will get COVID, but you won't die. Get the vaccine, and you might, we don't know. And now studies are coming out saying, didn't do anything. But the inherent danger of the vaccine far exceeds any potential benefit. That's coming out. And the mainstream, and the Googles and the tech tyrants and the networks, they lie to you. And they Google stacks up their search engine to make sure that you always see anti-ivermectin, anti-this, anti-that, pro-this, pro-that. They control the narrative. You're not being told the truth anymore. You can't even, it's getting hard to find it. Artificial intelligence, the algorithms, and all of that are going to control everything you're allowed to see and hear if you're not careful. And they will rule the internet with an iron fist in the not-too-distant future. That's why we do this radio program. That's why we are here. I want you to know the truth, and it's getting hard to find. It's getting hard for me to dig through it, to give you information. And I just don't trust, and I've always felt from day one when I started this program, I decided, okay, I'll release it as a podcast as well on the same day that it's broadcast. Because some days I've got to put the program together a day ahead, sometimes even 2 days ahead because of my schedule, doctor appointments at my age, all the normal stuff you got to go through. There's no staff here. There's no editors here. I do it all. I'm trying to get help, and we might. And I also want to expand, which is not easy. We started this program on shortwave. It will continue on shortwave as long as that medium is still there. As long as there's a transmitter operating that I can get on, we'll be on it. Whether out of Florida or even out of another state, we're working on it. There's been a lot of effort in the background to make that happen. And we're still ironing out some of the details. It may already be fixed by the time we're talking. I've put a tremendous amount of effort in, engineering-wise, to get the other station what they would need to carry this program that they didn't have. And now the ball is in their court. I can't go any farther. It's their next move. We've done everything we've been asked to do and more to get this going. And I really believe, and I mean, I feel like I'm fighting, you know, spiritual warfare here trying to get this thing started. But it is what it is. The day of the podcast, I know that artificial intelligence can read what I say in audio and decide if I'm giving news they want you to hear or not. The day is going to come, first by complaints and then by artificial intelligence, that it's going to be harder for people to find this program as a podcast. And yet shortwave, we're hiding in plain sight, ironically, to those that have radios, and I think more people need them. I may put together a page on the website, or maybe I'll put together a flyer I can mail out if people request it, suggesting radios that, you know, I'm not going to make any money out of. I'm just going to say, here are some radios that many people say work really well, and here's where you can find them, because you're not going to be able to get them at Walmart. You know, there's no local store anymore. Like, there's no radio TV store to buy a shortwave radio locally in most places. So it's not as easy as it used to be. Now, when I come back, there is an evil spirit that is permeating our world and our society. And it's getting into churches, so-called churches that are now going apostate. And also, I want to deal with something that people say, so what do we do? It's hard for me on this program to tell you what to do. I need to equip you with what you need to know and steer you in directions you need to research. Because every area is a little different. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're in Ohio. Maybe you're in Virginia. Maybe you're in the Dakotas. Maybe you're in Texas. Maybe you're Pennsylvania, New York. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to work and find those of like mind to protect yourself going forward. So, would you consider supporting this ministry? We need your help. We really do. We have such opportunity, and I know the economy is awful right now. I get it. I really do. I know more than you would. Our income is way down from what it was a year ago, 2 years ago. And people have written me saying, Bob, I just don't have it anymore. This inflation is killing me on a fixed income. Yeah, I know. I get it. My wife and I have to panic with our personal finances as well. We know. But if you can help, all gifts large and small, you can support us online at the website truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. The zip code is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Angels and Walls coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, the nice Jewish boy. Your Jewish connection bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Do you know that you're an angel if you're born again? If you spread God's love, you are. You see, the word in Hebrew for angel is malach. In Greek, it's angelos. Both words mean the same thing. Doesn't mean just someone with a harp and wings or a halo. It means a messenger who bears a message. If you're born again and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're a messenger of the gospel. And the gospel is the message. And that makes you a malach or an angelos, an angel. In fact, the Bible speaks of flesh and blood angels in both the Hebrew and New Testament. People are called that. So what does that mean now? Well, angels work miracles, and they have the power to open up closed doors and lock gates. They can even walk through walls. So you, as a flesh and blood angel, you also have that power to open closed gates and walk through walls. When you walk in the will of God, you got the power to walk through closed doors. When you bear God's message, you got the power to walk through closed gates, to walk unhindered. When you're in God's will, when you're moving in His will, there's nothing that can stop you. No wall, no door, no anything. When you walk on your own, forget it. You're going to be frustrated all the time. You're going to be just blocked up. But when you walk in God's will, you're going to be unhindered. I mean, maybe physically there'll be obstacles, but since you're really an angel in the spirit, Paul wrote, he learned the secret of being content in all things. How? Well, an angel is not bound. Paul said, I mean, I might be in chains, but I'm not bound. The gospel's not bound, you see? And if you carry the gospel, you will never be bound either. So Paul could sing in chains, angels walk unimpeded. Listen, do God's will, spread His word, and you're free. Nothing can stop you when you're in God's will. You can even walk through walls. Want more? Well, ask for Earth Angels on CD. Now, how'd you like to be faster than a speeding bullet? Able to leap tall buildings? Well, how about just move mountains? Well, you can. Sapphire is the super spiritual supplement for a super life and walk in God. Plus the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You'll love it. How do you get your gifts free? Easy. Remember Jesus' name, Yeshua, His real name, and call it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people. God will bless those who bless the Jewish people and reach millions of unreached peoples around the world through shortwave radio. It's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct at The Nice Jewish Boy at Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Sar Shalom, the Prince of Shalom.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part two of our Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Truth is a fleeting commodity in today's world. Increasingly, it's propaganda, even propaganda being targeted in such a way to make people of faith and so-called conservatives believe lies and chase after false hopes and false dreams. We live in a very apostate world. You know, even little stories. There was an event organized by an anthropology association, and it had to be concealed because of political correctness about simple things like biology. You know, we have to somehow believe that for thousands of years there have been 65 genders. You're being lied to. And the worst part, here's the key, and I think most of you know this. Young children in the public schools are being lied to all over the world, and yes, all over the United States. They are believing the lies that the teachers have told them. And too many parents are so disengaged in their children's lives, they don't recognize what has happened. They're too busy working their two careers and paying their car payments and for the new bigger house and the mortgage payment and all the taxes and all the prestige that goes with it. And many no longer have time for church because it's just too, we're just so busy. We have so much to do. We don't have time for God. And so the idea of understanding the truth of God's word has been thrown away. The category of none, in other words, I don't believe in anything anymore, has gone from a tiny 5% up to a huge percentage. We see, we've been watching since the 1960s. Now look, deviancy and immorality has been around since, you know, man left the Garden of Eden. That's a given. But there's no longer any shame. There's no longer any restraint, or what there is little and failing at a rapid pace. We mentioned earlier this week, you got school boards that don't want parents to read quotations out of books found in middle school libraries for young teens and preteens. You can't read it. It's too obscene. But we want your kid to read it, and we never wanted you to know about it. This is the kind of sick, perverted world in which we live. Even one of the, how do I put this? Isaiah chapter 3, 24. Listen to this verse, and if it doesn't describe some of the nonsense we're seeing today. Instead of perfume, there'll be rottenness. Instead of a belt, a rope. Instead of a well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a rich robe, sloth and branding instead of beauty. We have all kinds of perversions. I'm trying to think. There's some gal that they always bring on MSNBC that has shaved her head. It's not like a disease. She shaves her head. They stand naked before God, unrepentant. There's a demonic spirit that is settled into this land. And there's a demonic spirit that has set itself into the church. We've allowed sin into the camp. I'm reading this story, and I don't want to get into this debate. Listen to me carefully. There are some things I do not discuss. I don't want to discuss. But I'm watching a story about how Pope Francis is potentially going to soften the Vatican's ban on the blessing of gay couples and other sexuality issues. Now, I know that some of my audience are Roman Catholic, and I don't want to get into a debate and a fight with you. I'm not trying to do that, but I'm going to give you an observation that may be painful to hear. This Pope Francis, in my opinion, and you can argue with me all day long, I just don't want to get into the argument, to be quite blunt. I just don't have time for it, to be really honest. Is an usurper and an impersonator and a fraud. This Pope, Francis, a leftist lunatic. And I look back, and like I say, I'm not debating Roman Catholicism here, and I'm not going to get into any discussion about it. I'm just going to say a few things and leave it there, and you decide what you want to decide, okay? I go back and I think of John Paul II. And I may not agree with everything he did, but I think that he, at heart, was a decent and honorable individual. And the same with Benedict, who followed him. And something hit me as thoroughly wrong when Benedict decided, I need to step aside as being your pope and they elected this leftist from South America, a lunatic, in my opinion, a dangerous individual. And I don't want to go too far, but I have to wonder, with the things that he says in light of the teachings of that church. Now, we can disagree with a lot of things, but let's go with the things that are that any moral person and any Christian can agree upon, period, or should be able to. Life begins at conception. God created two genders, male and female. I mean, and marriage is between one man and a woman. I mean, those are pretty much basic concepts that all Christians should be able to agree upon. And the second you cannot agree upon them, then you've gone apostate and you've left the faith. It's really that simple. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the truth. And while I can disagree with a lot of things within certain denominational groups based on the Word of God, those unwavering aspects of the faith. Infanticide is forbidden. Moloch worship is forbidden. Abortion is nothing more than Moloch worship. You may not realize it, but it's recycled paganism. I keep telling you that. Get it through your heads. The idea of transgenderism is Ishtar worship. A goddess that could take a man and make him a woman and make a woman a man. It's all an abomination before God. Diana or Guyana worship, there's several of them, that all worship the creation as the fountain of our life and is very satanic in its origin by declaring the creator is not the creator, which is a violation of Romans chapter 1. We have this spirit of Jezebel. You know, we also have another problem out there today. And I want to take you to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. And I want to read you just a little bit from there. I'm not going to read the entire segment, but these all dovetail together. For both the prophet and priest are profane, yes. In my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore, their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them, for I will bring disaster on them. The year of their punishment, says the Lord, and I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria that prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. We have a lot of false prophets and teachers out there. They tell you things like God wants you to be prosperous, wealthy, and happy, and wise, and all this nonsense. And it's not scriptural. Yeah, I'm talking about some of those people out there that are apostates. And some are pretty big ministries. Lots of money. Joel Osteen comes to mind. He's a false prophet. I'm telling you, he's a false prophet. What he says goes into contradiction of what God's word actually says. Picking up at verse 16. Thus said the Lord, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. And we're talking about these fake, phony, and fraudulent prophets that God just spoke about. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And everyone that walks according to their dictates of his own heart, they say, evil shall come upon you. I mean, we are living in an apostate time. Churches are about politics and about all kinds of stuff that is not the church. The church is the living body of Christ, the ecclesia, the called out. The church is not a building. The church are those that are redeemed in Christ. And too many people have divorced themselves from their relationship with Jesus Christ. They've let the cares of the world take them over. They think they're going to solve the world's problems at the voting booth. You're wasting your time. The United States, pretty much the entire world, all the world, it has a destiny with judgment before an almighty God. And nations like the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, to whom much has been given, Germany, will be judged harshly. And we are coming into that time of judgment now. I meet too many people. It's all about their jobs and their careers. And yeah, you know, I was raised in a church. I was this, and they'll tell you what their denomination is, but they haven't been there in ages. Or when they go, it's so sparse. It's so weak. It's so flimsy. Because other things come along. The parable of the sower comes to mind. They hear the word of God gladly, and then, you know, it falls on the rocks and it never takes root. Or the cares of the world just choke it out. They're not good soil. You know, there's coming, in my mind, and somebody shared, someone that had this dream, talking about a church. This is just someone's dream, where they were at a church, nobody could see them. A dream. Full of all kind of people, races, you know, ages, you know, male and female. At the front, there was a woman. This is what this person's dream was. Dressed in all white, but she had a porcelain mask on her face, kind of like the oriental mask you see for wall art. And people were listening to every word that this individual said. And she was praying over the feet of people. And the people pushed and yelled, and she would pray for them, and they would begin to shake and wail. And like I say, this is somebody's dream. And the scene changed. And now the people in that church were in a room, and the woman in white was no longer present. And a woman screamed in agony, "I can no longer hear the voice of God." And someone else said, "I can no longer hear him." And the people began to claw their ears if they were struck with deafness and began to weep bitterly. There was a barrier, and their words were muffled and would not penetrate the barrier. What you're seeing, let me explain this and see if this makes any sense to you. These false prophets are leading people astray, and they are no longer hearing the voice of God. They have listened to the voice of Baal. They have listened to the voice of iniquity. They have listened literally to satanic demons. My prosperity. Invest in this. Do that. Do the other. Do as I tell you, even though there's no scriptural foundation for what they're saying. There are many people that occasionally go to a church. Yeah, baptisms, funerals, weddings, what have you, some event. But they're not a part of the body of Christ. They've never accepted him as their Lord and Savior. They have never yielded themselves a member to the body. They are Christians in name only. They're cultural Christians. Well, my daddy was a Methodist or a Baptist or a Lutheran, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. I went to Mass as a child. I guess I'm Catholic. On and on it goes. Or Presbyterian, that doesn't matter to me. You know, choose what you want. But if you're not really a part of the body of Christ, the name on the door doesn't mean anything. The name you apply to yourself is worthless. It avails nothing. And then we send our children into the house of Baal, these public schools that seek to undo everything you may be trying to do at home to raise your children in a moral and righteous way. And many of these parents that claim to be Christians are not really following through on what they claim to believe. They're not really going to church. They're just kind of acting Christian. They're conservatives. They watch Fox News. Okay, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And they don't have eyes that are open to see the truth anymore. And so they fall for the clickbait and the propaganda. I mean, I get these emails every day with all these clickbait headlines about, you know, this and that with Trump or McCarthy and all. I'm so tired of it. This is just garbage, idiotic garbage for low mentally deranged people that just suck up on every bit of the lies and the garbage. I choose not to swim in a sewer. And a lot of this conservative garbage out there is just that. It's not real. It's fake. It's phony. It's clickbait. It's all about money and making money. I've warned you for such a long time. There are many programs on radio, on the internet, and video, whatever. They're garbage. They say what you want to hear and you want to think. And really what they're out to do is sell you stuff or make money on clicks, whatever the case may be. It's all about the money, not about the ministry. Look, I understand it takes money to run a ministry, but I don't have to bait and switch stuff to make you support it. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather shut this thing down before I would stoop that low. I can't do it. There are so many false prophets and preachers out there promising you all kinds of stuff in this life. I'm reminded of Acts chapter 3. Peter and John went together to the temple at the hour of prayer, and a certain lame man came from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple to ask for alms from those who entered, who, seeing Peter and John about to go in, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And so he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Too many people put too much stock in the things of this world, in the silver and gold, in the possessions, in taking care of themselves. They got to prepare for the apocalypse, you know. They got to have 25 years of food buried away. They need ammunition. They need silver and gold because that's how they're going to buy stuff. You're deluded. And those that sell you that stuff are equally as delusional. Don't do it. You're mocking God. Do you really trust him or do you trust your stash? I'm asking. Need to answer that question. Truth is a rare commodity today. It has been destroyed. It's been diminished. It has been, even by churches and so-called conservative media, it's a mockery. That's why we do this radio program, and I need your help to grow it. Once again, we only pay for airtime. We're not some big organization here. We're a little tiny thing. But I need your help today. You can support us from the website, truth2ponder.com, truth. The number 2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, 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 Virginia 24319. Tomorrow we're going to learn more about praying and how we pray for each other. Once again, to help us out, make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.